We've learnt this morning at Bathurst, it's minus 7.2. Matt Dale, I'm not too sure where he is this morning. Maybe Canberra or Maruya, one of those. Morning to you, Matt.
Oh, morning, Andrew.
Where are you, mate?
I just got in the car from Canberra and going home to have a shower and head to Sydney.
Okay, so what's the car telling you? Is it cold in Canberra or not?
I think it's as cold as Bathurst. It's about minus one, minus two here, but a couple of mornings ago we had a minus four, and for Canberra's standards, it's probably been a mild winter so far.
And how do you do track work when it's that those temperatures?
Oh, look, on the real cold mornings, obviously you have all your gear, your gloves, etc., and a lot of people wear balaclavas, funny enough, these days, and under their helmets, and it's not too bad once you get going and keep moving. It's not too bad.
Well, you'll be hoping it's minus one in race three, minus one scratching for Belfast Bella here, Matt. It doesn't look a bad race for her if she gets in.
Yeah, that's right, Ronnie. Look, it's a shame to be at headquarters and be running a 10-horse field. I know the rail's out 6 metres, but it does always sort of leave me wondering why they can't work out how to have more runners in those sort of races. But if she gets a run, I agree she's well placed off an awkward gate. Right down in the weights on a wet track, she sort of, her last two at Saturday grade have been very solid. And sort of just a pattern of the race, or certainly the speed of the race, hasn't quite suited her in regards to winning. But I think she maps quite good from an awkward gate today. If she gets a run, she'll be right there.
Yeah. Just refresh me, what do you think about her wet track ability?
Yeah, she won on a soft track for us early on when I first got her over here, and she won really well. So I think on the soft, I actually really like her. On the heavy, is a slight question mark. They're very lightly framed filly that's come, European filly that's sort of lightly framed and athletic, and generally they handle it.
Okay. Your other runners, Levy Bank in race six. I think she's going better than what her form suggests.
Oh, notation.
Notation's new to your stable.
Yeah, she was bought out of the Magic Millions mare sale and sent down to me off the back of a win at Canterbury there. So I've only had her for a few weeks. Settled in really good. She's a mare that's got a great profile, as you can see. Quite question mark on the wet track, but when I talked with the owners yesterday, we decided that we'll run her, and because this time of year, if you wait, you're going to end up on a heavy track anyway. So it's a good time to find out how she goes through it. If she handles it, if it was in good stead for the rest of the preparation, and if she doesn't, well, we know how we've got to readdress. But hasn't missed a beat in the few weeks she's been here. She's a little bit winter in the coat. She sort of arrived that way, but she's been eating well, working well, and she's nice and happy.
Okay. She's probably untapped, only having had the six starts.
I think she's got a really good profile. And when I went back and watched her replays in Melbourne, some of those races, I thought she's got scope for improvement. And I think she profiles quite well for today if she handles the track. So Robbie Dolan to ride, she gets it good at the weights against her own sex. And if she gets through the heavy track, I think she'll be right in the finish.
Okay. And say Stella in the last, she... I've seen Randwick on the wet days. By the last race, the outside barrier's an advantage. They're stretched right across the track.
Look, when she drew the outside, I said on a wet track, I'd much rather that than the inside gate for her too. She sat wide previously at Randwick, just sitting out doing her own thing, and she's won doing that. So she's got a good track and distance record. She's won on a soft six there. Her only attempt at a heavy was at Kembla at a second race start, and that, it's probably, albeit she's only beaten her head, she didn't handle it really well, but she's a much more seasoned horse now. These 1,000-metre races only pop up. We're certainly happy to be going there and, big open field with plenty of pressure, but the wide gate certainly no concern.
Beauty. Oh, well, a couple
and I've got some good. I've got some good news for you, Matt. Belfast Bella has got a run. Chunero has just come out. Race three, number 10.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I just was going to say, as I was talking, I had a missed call from Riser, which is usually a good sign when you've got an emergency. So that's perfect. So, yeah, I'll sort of dive into the form a little bit more now with Belfast Bella, but that's really good news.
You get a couple of kilo there for Robbie Dolan at this time of the year. The claims are important, are they?
Well, look, he's riding so well too, Robbie Dolan. So he's riding as good as anyone in Sydney at the moment, and you're getting 2 kilos. So it really is a benefit for on a wet track. For a mare like that, she's right down in place. So, I think she's really placed.
All right, well, let you be. Get on to Riser, mate. But Belfast Bella gets a run. Good luck with the three of them.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Thanks very much, mate. It was $6.50 before the news this morning, Ron, that Chuniro's come out. So it was always pretty tight when the favourite's at $5.
Look, he'll be happy he got the run there. So she'll run well. She'll run very well.